Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You want to talk some Mets and Yankees or anything else? 888-828-1019. So, this was a long time ago now. It was the first day that we were off on Friday, but I did want to tell you this story. So, on July 4th, right, there's a couple of beaches that I was going to take the girls to. One in particular we go to all the time that I'm comfortable going to. So I find out that Sabrina has friends, her friends from her soccer team and her class, are going to this other beach. So it's a beach I have not gone to. It's a beach that you can only get there by boat. So there's no ferry. So I'm thinking on July 4th, it's probably going to be a less crowded than the other place that a ferry goes to. So I'm like, okay. But I don't want to mess around with a place I haven't been to on, like, July 4th. So
sounds like it's going to be really annoying and just absolutely aggravating.
So Gina does not want to walk in the bay. Like, so the way things work is a lot of places you throw anchor if you don't get a slip or there aren't slips.
You moor yourself up, right?
Yeah. You throw the hook.
Is like you're mooring
yourself?
Well,
I'm not mooring because a mooring is something that's there all the time. This is with your anchor, so you throw an anchor. And you hop out and you walk in, whatever. It might be ankle deep, knee deep, you know. But Gina now thinks that there's sharks everywhere, and she's afraid of sharks. And there actually are some sharks in the bay. But anyway, so she doesn't want to walk. So one of the things I need to make sure of at this beach that doesn't have a ferry and a real dock is that I can drop them off at the dock. So Gina says to me, oh, of course, because my friend would not walk in the water. The dock has to be functional. Okay, no problem. I have another friend.
Whoa.
Friend who all he does is throw anchor. Never docks his boat. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's no problem at this place. No problem. You can drop off. I could drop off? Yeah, you could drop off. You pull right over there. You throw the anchor. Everything's good. I was like, okay, I've never been here, so I'm trusting you guys that this is the way to go. Okay. Yeah, no, it's easy. All right. Pull up there. I go, all right, where do I go? So he goes, oh, just pull right there, you know, broadside to the dock. The boat is now slapping against the dock because there's this north wind. Blap.
Yeah, but don't you have those?
I got a rub rail, but I did not put out I want to do
well,
things.
You got a rub rail, but what's the other thing that you put out there?
Bumper.
The bumpers, yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because I didn't think I needed it.
You got a rub rail and a bumper.
So I didn't think I needed it, whatever. So now I take the girls off, and Gina tops off all the stuff we have 4th of July, bags and chairs and everything. And then as this is going on, I see my friend that I'm meeting, like, waving, my phone's ringing, and I'm like, well, like, what? So then I pick up the phone, and he goes, dude, the dock's out. It's broken. They can't get to the beach from there. So I'm like, all right, I'll handle that in a second. Let me just go anchor. As I go, and I'm like, oh, so where do we go? My friend's like, oh, right over here. Just right over there. Then, stuck. Run aground.
Ooh.
So now I look over, and there's my entire family stuck on this broken dock.
This is the 4th of effing July and my first day of vacation. Now, I will say I take responsibility for listening to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you can't take responsibility for this because you, these are people you trust. These are people that are in your life. These are people that are telling you this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I will say this, you know, you're counting on people that don't understand how aggravating loose ends can be.
Well, that's the thing, is I should have never, like, I'll get to it later. But anyway, it's ultimately my fault. I should have done what I thought was best, because I know what's best.
How long did it take you to get out from being aground?
So I'm like, okay, it shouldn't be that bad, right? Shouldn't be that bad. So I get out. Normally, I can, like, if I just, I'm on the sand, like, I could push myself, get it off the sand, you're fine. So we got the two of us now, with my family stuck on the broken dock, and I'm pushing.
And how deep in the sand were you? And by the way, this is low tide, I'm assuming, right now?
It was on the way down, but it wasn't low. It was actually going to get lower, so I needed to get it off the sand because it wasn't dead low tide. It was coming up.
Even I know that. I mean, low tide, high tide.
I knew that.
In the Great South Bay, you got to be floating out there in the high tide.
I looked at the tides.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I did. What I was told was that it wasn't going to be a problem over here because the water was going to be fine. Whatever. So now we get another guy come over. So now it's three people. We got one guy pulling the anchor. Two of us pushing is not going anywhere. So I'm just like, now I'm using muscles I haven't used since high school football.
Now you're in the water, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in the water. This is an effing disaster. Like, I'm screaming. An effing disaster. So, like, you know, then I go to my friend. I'm like, I don't know is a good answer. If you don't know what you're talking about, say, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't just make something up. I don't know is a fine answer. I wouldn't get mad if you said, I don't know, because you don't know. Then you told me to do this, and now we're here, and my 4th of July is completely effed. So eventually it takes...
Your family's on the dock.
The family's on the dock. I'm just watching him, like, look at me lose my mind, you know, and they're just standing there.
We think she's just telling the girls, don't look.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. You know, and then you know, Sabrina's just like, she's excited for her day with her friends. She's just there, just like waiting, thinking everything's fine, waving at me. I'm just like... So it takes eventually this one guy who...
This is why golfing is so much better.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, you're gonna laugh in a second. But so it eventually this one guy comes over, and it took seven grown adult men to get this boat off the sand. And one guy came over, and he was like, he probably was 60 years old, like abs. He might have been a Navy SEAL back in the day. And he's like, we need two people here, two people there. We're going to push here. You push back. One guy in the anchor, pull in. We got to go there. He knew everything to do. So we finally get the thing moving. Seven adults. I throw the anchor. Now I've got to go and get them off the dock and then the crap off the dock and everything. So I finally sit down on the beach and I go to Gina, we're selling the boat. I said, that's it. I said, this is the last 4th of July we will have a boat. That's it. And she goes, oh, great. So you're just going to golf all summer and we won't go to the beach? I said, they make ferries and you can take them.
Yes.
I said, I can't do it anymore. I hate it. I can't do it anymore. So, all right. So now I'm finally like, okay, I'm relaxed. I'm not selling the boat. Everybody's happy. I have lunch. I have, you know, a few surf sides. I'm fine, right? I'm relaxed.
Okay, yes.
Kids are having a good time. Everything's good. So there's the ocean side and the bay side. So I take the girls over to the bay side to play in the water and look for clams and all that stuff. So Gina and my friend think that they're doing the right thing by packing stuff up. They're like, you know what? He's had a stressful day. We kind of screwed him with this. Let's pack the stuff up and bring it to the bay, right? Okay. So they're like, hey, we packed the stuff up and brought it to bay for you. I said, I had my phone and my wedding ring in the chair. So I said, you didn't look in the pocket? I was planning to come back. You know, and you just packed everything up. So now I got to go back. I'm sifting through the sand to find my phone and my wedding ring, right? So I get the phone, and then I'm like going through. I'm like, I'm never going to find this freaking wedding ring. So this one guy comes over. He's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, my wedding ring. He's like, oh, God. So like you're sifting through, and he's like taking his foot.
And now another stranger is helping you?
Yeah, another stranger is helping me. So, I mean, I'm like this the most like helpless idiot on Long Island. So then I'm like, I don't care.
this stupid wedding ring. I'm like, I'm out of here. I can't take this. So like then fine. So now I'm pissed off all over again because. And then Gene's like, oh, damned if I do, damned if I don't. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, but like, use your noodle sometimes. So, but so then as we're pulling up the anchor and leaving, somebody yells from the beach, I found it! I found it! And they found the guy with his foot, found my freaking wedding ring, and
wow,
he ran out and brought it to me.
Amazing.
But yeah, I mean, and I was just like, I can't, like.
The level of aggravation, man, had to be like all time 10.
It was
twice.
It was so bad. I was so angry. But I mean, you know, because then it's just so embarrassing too. I'm like, oh my God. And then people are like, listen, everybody does it. I'm like, yeah, but the 4th of July, the pinnacle of the year. Here I am, my first day off. I got my family stranded on a broken dock and my boat is dug into the sand.
I think your idea about selling the boat's a good idea.
No, I can't do that. The girls love going to the beach. I wouldn't. I just wanted to get Gina's reaction from that. You know, like that's what that was. Selling a boat, never doing it again. That's it. Done. Forget it. Gone. Hope you enjoyed this. I just needed to do that.
That was like Al from a few hours ago.
Yeah, right. Oh, I mean, I'm not selling the boat. I love the boat. I'm not selling it. I just wanted to... You know, hammer with that one.
Let's go to Vic in Fairfield. Vic, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a theory on why all these strangers are coming up and helping you, Gio.
What's that?
I said I have a theory on why all these strangers are coming up and helping you.
What's the theory?
You're rocking your red, white, and blue Speedo and your red Oakleys, right?
No, I was not on this particular day, no. I did have my red, white, and blue shirt on, no. And my America hat that Boomer gave me, the branded Bill's America hat, I did have that on. But I was not wearing my red, white, and blue Speedo over there. But many people were over at Fire Island, I'm sure. Yes. We just go a little bit west of where we were. Let's go to George in Queens. What's going on, George?
Boomer and Gio.
Oh, yeah. George. What's happening, Georgie?
Happy Monday, guys. Welcome back from your vacation.
Well, thanks, George. What's up?
I'm also just back from vacation. I was in Italy. I actually won the Taste of Tuscany with Boomer Esiason Foundation last year.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So, Boomer, Tammy is amazing on your staff.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
She really hooked us up, and we're really appreciated. And, you know, you also use Windspire. They were very helpful.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'm not as bougie as you, Boomer, but I expected, a little higher level of service. They give us a 5-thread count sheet, so it was a little scratchy.
Well, listen, I appreciate you supporting our foundation and taking the trip to Italy, and I'm glad to hear that Tammy took care of everything, because that's, you know, she's known for that. Anybody who's ever worked with her for over the last 30 or so years that she's worked with me, that's exactly the same thing that I hear from everybody else.
Yeah, she was amazing, but, you know, we expected a little more like the Four Seasons, so actually halfway through we aborted and went to the Four Seasons, but thank you for getting me to Italy. I've never been, and it was an amazing trip. And I just wanted to say thank you, and we love supporting your foundation.
I appreciate that, George.
George, nice.
Not sure if that was a compliment.
Yeah, no, I think it was like he sounded like a complaint. He said, like, he didn't want to complain because he felt bad, but he kind of also wanted to complain about it. So,
yeah, well.
I'm sure Tammy, like, heard that. She's like, oh, God, George is on the air now. All these emails I have to deal with his stupid thread count. Now this guy's bitching a boomer.
Hey, support of the foundation.
No, I know.
You've been to our events, so you know exactly what they are when you buy them. That's the one thing that I always make sure that, and Tammy and I have been doing this a long, long time together.
Yeah. Taste of Tuscany.
Yes.
George tasted Tuscany.
He did, and I'm glad he did.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Boston. What's going on, Mike? Hello, Mike.
Hey, Boomer and Gio.
What up, Mike?
What up? What up? Okay, have you seen The Bear, the most recent season?
I have not seen the most recent season of The Bear, no.
Okay, well, anyway, it just came out, but I found your doppelganger.
All right, I've heard...
You have there's a character on The Bear, Teddy Fat. You could pull that off, Gio. I could also see you as him. He's like a total bozo on the show. He's hilarious.
Teddy who?
And I.
Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah. I can see
character's
that.
Name. Character's name is Teddy Fack.
I could see
he's
that.
Like the janitor in the restaurant, and he's just always kind of just being a moron, and it's so funny. I could just, but I could see you as him.
No, I can kind of see that. Yes, I can. Some of these things are when people bring up doppelgangers are not great. I could definitely see this one. So yeah, the first season of The Bear I watched and I liked, and I just never got to continue it. But I could see that one. Good job there by Stephen Waldron and
yes,
the folks over there at CBS Sports Network who actually got that up very quickly. That was nice.
Do you see that or no?
Just
because he's got the beard and the mustache, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, anybody.
I don't think he has your eyes.
No, he got a different. No. That one, no. That's curly hair. Doesn't work. I mean, you know, pudgy beard, fine. Curly hair, no.
Yeah.
The curly hair kind of changed that whole thing. Eh. I've been called worse. I mean, for years, I look like Dom DeLuise. So, this is not nearly
no,
as bad.
No, I think the guy's a decent-looking guy.
This is two back-to-back phone calls. I don't know if we're being complimented or not. Yeah. I could see you being this guy, total idiot, moron, doesn't know what he's doing. You could be like that guy who's like a complete moron. Mike in Piscataway. What's going on, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I can't have guys of your caliber like kissing and licking golf balls. So I'm going to step it up with my next batch of golf ball markers that I send you. Make them a little more provocative, so that way you want to kiss the golf ball markers instead of the balls, okay?
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
Mike, yeah. You the one who sent us the ones in a few years ago?
Yeah, that'd be me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll step it up a notch this time.
All right, Mike. Yeah, Mike made some great Boomer and Geo and Dua Lipa.
Golf balls.
Yeah, ball markers.
Ball markers, I should say.
Yeah, that's right. You're not golf balls.
Yeah, you know, the thing about those ball markers, you put them down, people notice them.
Oh, yeah.
Breasticles.
Yeah, they do. I know. What?
They still doing this side by side?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I could definitely see the head in the face. Sure.
It's and now his eyes are open a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, there's a resemblance for sure. I mean, the curly hair. I mean, he's probably looks like a, you know, he looks like he's got hair on him too. There we go. That's a good one there. That's one I could see.
That's much better. That is.
I could see that one 100%. I see.
Yes,
that's the best one right there. Yeah. If you're gonna use another one to compare the two of us again, use that one because that's the one. Even though he's got more mustache and beard there, the face and the look and the frumpiness, that's definitely the one to go with.
Yeah. The frumpiness.
It definitely looks like a disheveled. Look to him. Keith in Fairhaven, New Jersey. What's up, Keith?
Why that? Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you this morning. Just wanted to give a shout-out to our boy Gotterup flying across the pond from down here at Christian Brothers Academy in Lincroft. We fly the fag high down here. Our boy won the whole thing. He's on his way. What do you guys think about him?
It was awesome. We mentioned it before, Keith. It was so cool to see. Anytime that anybody local in the area can succeed and do something like this, we're all over it. Little Silver, Rumson Country Club, a place that I have played. You know, when we saw Cam Young have his success and Sleepy
Rutgers
Hollow and
Golf.
Rutgers as well. Yeah. I think it's awesome. And to see, you know, that many people. And by the way, I mean, just like, you know, to slap Rory around there was awesome.
Yeah, we love that. And the fact is, he shot a 61, I think is the course record.
Yeah.
On Friday, I think it was, right?
Yeah, which
and,
is amazing.
Just the fact that, you know, he was able to keep it all together on that type of golf course, not that easy. You know, with the wind, the weather, you know, the way you have to play the game, the true links style golf course.
Plus, Rory's indigenous to that area.
Well, he's from Royal Port Rush. So, you know, Royal Port Rush is Rory's home course.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland. So, probably my favorite golf course in the entire world.
Wow. I remember you saying that, yeah.
It is an amazing golf course.
So now I look like Gotterup now? I don't think so. This one I don't see at all.
Yeah, I don't see
First
that
of all, one. He's a great golfer.
He's got better eyebrows than you.
Yeah, and he's got blue eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, not every pudgy-faced white guy with facial hair looks like me. Not everyone. A lot of them do, but not everyone.
Maybe there's a thing. Maybe you all got the same parents. Maybe there's some lineage there or something.
Lineage. Dean in Fort Lauderdale. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, it's Steve from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, sorry, Steve. What's up, man?
How you doing? I was watching a show, and I'm in the golf business down here in Fort Lauderdale, and I used to know a guy who used to walk around with a T in his ear like a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into him 5 years later. He didn't have an ear anymore.
Oh, come on.
Really? I'm dead serious. Yeah, you're sticking that tea into the ground with all the fertilizer and stuff. He was keeping that tea in his ear for years and years. They cut his ear off.
He walked around with the tea in his ear
Like a pencil.
But like all the time, yeah. Not just when he was playing golf. All the time.
No, he played golf every day. And for years, that was his thing. He kept his tea in his ear. And it got all infected, and I.
No, you can't say that. God, oh my.
Oh my God. I mean, you could probably hear a million of these golf stories.
I mean,
you know, the guy that got thrown into the lake last week, he's probably going to have something, you know, coming out of that lake.
Well, now I got, I put a tea in my hat.
Not one. Wash your hands. Right.
Okay. Well, these are things that I'm learning. Hopefully it's not too late. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer just walked in with a very long, large box.
Looks like a golf club box.
Oh, it does. I see Callaway on there.
Nice.
I don't know what this box is about, but it is addressed to Al Dukes.
Callaway?
Yeah, but Al Dukes doesn't play golf.
Why don't I get anything from Callaway?
Well, it is for you, and they just sent it to Al.
You. They sent it to Al, or maybe it's for you.
No, probably not for me.
Why not?
Could be for me.
Could be for you. That is true.
It's probably definitely for you. I mean, that's a lock.
Should we open it?
Well, of course we open it, yeah.
It's not addressed to us.
Al.
Isn't that a federal crime?
It is.
Here, Jerry, you open it.
I'm not opening it. That's not fair.
Well, actually, it is partly open. See?
Oh, yeah, it's open already.
Oh, if it's
we
open.
We didn't do it. Yeah, somebody else opened it.
That's fine. It sounds open. Oh, yeah, that was open all right.
Oh, it's a golf club.
And it's probably lefty. Is there any note in there?
What is that?
I see a Bengal cover. Oh, no.
Oh, that's cool.
What is it?
It's a putter. It's a Happy Gilmore putter. That's cool.
Oh,
that is very neat.
It's probably for in conjunction with the movie,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, that is really cool.
Not bad.
And Callaway makes it the Happy Gilmore putter.
Let's take it out of the bag here.
That's bad. It is
that's
very
pretty
cool.
Awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Who wants it?
That is cool,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man. Look
at that. Today, or.
Oh, you should.
That is very cool. An Odyssey
Isn't that
putter.
Unbelievable. Look at that.
You think that actually works?
Yes.
Happy Gilmore?
I mean, why not? It's got a real grip on it and everything.
Yes.
It's different.
It's different.
And you can use it lefty, too, right?
I guess you could.
Yeah, you can use it both lefty and righty.
Well, no, the back.
No.
It's,
okay.
It looks like it's a righty.
No, it does.
Yeah, it's definitely a righty.
Mm. Imagine pulling that thing out the putt.
I think you have to do that.
I think it's
today.
Pretty neat.
I'll do it one Sunday morning,
I'll
maybe.
I'll tell you what, it may help you.
I don't think it can get any worse. Yeah. Well, if Jerry wants that or wants to bring it up.
When is that movie coming out, by the way?
It's out already.
Oh, it is.
Wasn't it?
No, it's the end of this month.
Oh, I thought
whatever
it was
the last Friday of this month is.
Ah, okay.
It's heavy, too. Feel happy that is.
Jerry, if you want to bring that home to
that's pretty cool.
Joseph.
Tap it in.
That's pretty good.
Tap it
in. Do you want it, Jerry?
No, you can take it.
No, I mean, I don't really need it.
Why don't you take it home?
Take it home.
If you don't want it, I'll take it home.
All right, take it home.
Well, I mean, it just because you're boys, though.
Well, my boys are lefty.
Oh, they're both lefty?
Yeah.
All right.
I know, but it was sent to him.
We should. We'll just leave it on Al's desk and see what he wants to do with it.
Fair enough.
I mean, he'll probably.
That is pretty awesome.
He won't do anything with it.
Has there been an update on his Twitter page?
No.
Doesn't
look like but his plane left on time.
Oh, so
it?
Then he's fine. So. If his plane left on time, then everything went well.
What group do you think he was in?
I kind of have an idea. He might have been in the first class group.
All right, so he is in group one. So he's probably annoyed that somebody jumped in front of him.
So this was the conversation we had last week because the upgrade wasn't horrible, but right. He had no one sitting next to him either. So it was like, do you spend the extra money to sit in first class? Or because no one was in front of him or behind him on the plane, there was plenty of space.
Wait,
so did
he not go with Gina?
He did.
Oh, you said there's nobody next to him. I'm like,
meaning that they had no strangers around them.
Oh, okay.
Is what I meant. Right. So they had plenty of room. But I do know he was really struggling with upgrading or not.
Okay. Well, something happened. I'm sure it'll be the first thing you hear about a week from today.
Yes. Very much so.
All right, Jerry.
All right, we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Just since we're on the golf thing real quick, and that's where the first clips are coming from as well because of Willie. Just mentioned the bidding did end for you guys for our Scott Goldsberry golf tournament, August 18th. Keith Hannon won again.
Oh, he did. Oh, nice. Keith,
I imagine with his son, too, who's going to St. Peter's to play golf. So
yes, he's a good player.
That's very cool. We have a new auction up to play golf with CeeLo and John Jastrzemski, JJ.
Oh, all right.
So that's at 32auctions.com/golf with CeeLo-JJ. 32auctions.com/golf with CeeLo-JJ. So that's up and live.
And
right
obviously,
now.
Did you put that link up on your X account?
I haven't yet because I haven't logged into X in a week, but I will after I get
because that's
out
a
of
lot
here.
Easier for people
I
to
will.
Remember and then just click on the thing.
I will post it, yes. And
you
little
post
while.
It, I'll repost it, and then everybody gets
perfect.
It.
But I played with Keith yesterday, so he's looking forward
Good.
To
Love
today.
Keith.
Yep. So we mentioned the whole thing with Willie last week.
Mm-hmm.
So here, it's long. But here is the caller bringing it up. It's 45 seconds, and then Willie's reaction.
Yo, Will, I cannot believe, bro, that nobody has brought this up. But you got to tell us what happened. You left my boy Gio hanging for like 2 hours that he had to like literally passed out like in the back of the bathroom to wait for you to show up at 1 o'clock, man. Come on, man. What's going on over there? Oh, I cannot believe nobody has brought that up, man. Come on now, man.
That's all fabricated.
Really?
Dude, he said that he had receipts, all right? But he was too afraid to, like, show you because he thought you were going to break his neck and use his head as a golf ball in the tournament, man. Come on now.
No, the tournament started on time. First of all, Gio texted me. He's like, hey, you know, I'm running right at our studio. I'm heading to you. I'm like, he goes, what's the time? It was like 11 o'clock start, 12:30, tee off.
No.
He thought it was 11 o'clock tee off, and I'm like, no.
Here we go. All right, so start here, Boomer. All right, yes. I'm handing you the phone.
Okay.
You read that? You have not seen this.
Here's the second part. It's 10 seconds.
Everything started on time. There was no, Gio was just mad he rushed over there and realized that he could have spared himself.
So you think it was his mistake?
Wasn't mine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so here you are. Hey, what's cooking?
This is Willie texting this to me.
Hey, what's cooking? Can I get you to play my golf outing this year? And he sends the Willie Colon golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, June 23rd, 2025. I'm not going to put my glasses on to get these little. Let me see. I don't have anything but the show schedule that day. When's the tee time? I think 11 p.m. Let me confirm. Also, could you shoot me Boomer's information? I'd like to invite him. Then night golf.
Because he said 11 p.m., so I said night golf.
Oh, I see. Sorry, 11 a.m. Okay.
All right, so the question was, what time is tee time? And he responded with 11 a.m. Do you see 12:30? Do you see 1 o'clock? Do you see anything on that flyer?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, I do see a further conversation about me.
Well, here. Yeah, because he wasn't responding. Yeah, I was.
Like, I responded.
You eventually, because of my suggestion, he's like, Boomer's not responding to me. I said, I said, I'm sitting right next to him. Put two of us on a text together. He'll get back to you. I know how to work it.
I'm going to answer him when we're on the show.
We weren't on the show. We were at dinner.
We were at dinner. Yeah.
All right, so we put that to bed. You have the receipts, right? We're all good. Is there more?
No, I'm just going. It says, going to get there as fast as I can after the show. Only says 28 minutes, so I should be good. Is it the north or south course? This is another thing, thinking it's 11 a.m. Take your time. You'll be fine. Yeah. Never, it's 1 o'clock.
Because it was at 12:30 or 1.
There's nothing worse. Fabricated my ass.
What is he rushing for? He's got plenty of time.
It's easy to talk crap about Willie when he's not here. Okay. Fabricated my ass, Willie Colon.
That is true.
You big former offensive lineman who could break my face.
You know who also is not here is Evan Roberts. He's been parading around Europe and yet still finding the time in the middle of the night or whenever the hell he's doing these to do the Rico Bronya podcast.
Jesus Christ, man. This legitimately pisses me off.
Taped another one early this morning explaining his travel.
So this trip we're on has involved a lot of driving. We rented a car. We drove from one European city to another. And so a couple of days ago, we drove from France to Florence, Italy, and eventually Rome, Italy.
Okay, so that's fine. The second part of that.
We drove the 5 hours to Florence, saw the David. By the way, the David's very impressive. Kind of a small penis. Just saying. Just kind of jumped out at me.
These are his takeaways.
I bet you Evan's got a small penis.
You know what? I've actually heard the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. It's unfathomable, but I've heard the opposite.
Where did you hear that from?
Him.
Okay.
And his friend, his best friend, who also does a radio show, had confirmed this. Not in a sexual way,
they do
but
it,
I guess.
Naked?
I think I might have seen it at some point. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah. But the thing is, there's certain people who can never, like, turn it off if they're, like, an influencer or whatever. But, I mean, Evan does, you know, 5 days, 4 hours a day. And, like, don't you just want to unplug for a little bit?
He doesn't.
I guess
he's
to each his own, but.
He's watched and scored every one of these games.
Oh, my God. I don't know. We're just different
while
people.
Abroad.
We're just different. We're just different people, I guess.
Most of us are.
Yeah.
That is.
But this is extreme. Like, extreme differences.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in Italy last year. You think once I'm thinking about doing a podcast about the Mets?
I do not.
Right. I mean,
I do not.
Sitting there drinking limoncello on a mountain.
And by the way, some of these podcasts he's doing are 3 a.m. local time where he is.
It's sick.
Yes, that is Evan. Anyhow, his Mets did lose to the Royals 3-2. Nick Lofton with the game-winning RBI single in the ninth. It scored Tyler Tolbert, who singled and stole second base, which put him in scoring position. Here was Jeff McNeil. He had the RBI triple in the ninth as the Mets did come back to tie it briefly. In terms of the second half, the Mets are 55-42. The outlook going forward?
Play some good baseball. You know, we got a nice few-day break here that I know everyone's going to enjoy, you know, recharge and, you know, come back second half, play some good baseball. You know, we're getting healthy, which is nice, and, you know, get to the second half and, you know, play some good baseball.
And he mentions getting healthy. Part of that is Sean Manaea, who did pitch yesterday. Good to see him. He allowed that one run in the ninth, but 3 1/3. The run on 5 hits and 7 strikeouts. Mets will be home for the Reds on Friday night. They are a half game behind Philly in the NL East. As for the Yankees, they lost to the Cubs 4-1. And if you got to the game late, you missed a very quick run.
Warren comes home. Driven in a deep right center field. Judge gives chase on the run, gives it a look. It's gone in the Yankee bullpen. Michael Busch stays red hot.
Yep, second pitch of the game made it 1-0. The Yankees would tie it on a Stanton home run, but then Dansby Swanson, the tie-breaking two-run homer in the sixth. They would tack on another. 4-1 was the final. Emmanuel Babari with the call here on the Fan. Max Fried, a little bit of a blister issue. Some people were concerned. He is not, however. He pitched on Saturday.
Obviously, you know, happened yesterday, still early, but, you know, definitely going in the right direction. Definitely feel like it's getting better.
And then you got the All-Star break coming now with the game tomorrow night, of course. We're not going to play
this. I mean, he's an All-Star. He's not going to pitch in the game.
He is not. He actually called Tarek Skubal, but I guess before anything was set in terms of who was going to start, I guess he called Skubal and told him, you kind of deserve to start if you'd like to start the game, and I think that's what they're going to do. Stanton did homer. Yankees will be in Atlanta Friday night. They trail the Blue Jays by 2 games in the AL East. You had the draft yesterday, or at least parts of it. The Mets took Michigan. He's going to be an infielder. I was reading more into this. He is not going to pitch for the Mets. So this is Mitch Voit from Michigan. The Yankees selecting high school shortstop Dax Kilby and Jeff Kent's kid Caden Kent. He was an infielder at Texas A&M. Some local notes. The Brewers took Andrew Fisher from Wall, New Jersey. The Tigers selecting Michael Oliveto from Hopog and Nick Becker, a shortstop at Don Bosco, went to the Seattle Mariners. Also of local, you were talking about this earlier, Chris Goddard wins the Scottish Open. Rumson Country Club, he's from Little Silver, played golf at Rutgers. He will be at the British Open now at Royal Portrush, which gets underway this week. And Yannick Sinner beat Carlos Alcaraz to win Wimbledon in a 4-set match.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, because I want to go see the Eagles at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, in my Instagram feed is the Backstreet Boys who opened up last night.
I saw this video.
I've seen about 10 of them.
Oh, my God. Is it unbelievable?
It's ridiculous.
So they, yes. Like the opening thing. So this sounds crazy because of the Backstreet Boys. But what they do in the Sphere when these guys open the show is, it's just astronomical. So it's basically like this spaceship that like takes you into space, and all of a sudden this other spaceship comes in and bang, like they fall out of the spaceship and are on the stage. I mean, it is mesmerizing.
It's what the Sphere is all about. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. If you see somebody in there that you love.
Yeah.
And, of course, obviously, you can hear all the women screaming for the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And it is, it's remarkable. I know Randy's wife is going next weekend.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. So,
remember the day they were here and I didn't believe that, like, someone walked in. So we end the show and... Some sales guy walked in and said, "Hey, the Backstreet Boys are here to say hi." And I'm like, "Okay." We looked at each other like, "That's weird. Is that supposed to be a joke?" And then 2 seconds later, the Backstreet Boys walked into the studio. I'm like, "What the hell?" And the one guy's he's from Cincinnati. He's a big Bengals fan. That was funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. They are killing it. And that show looks amazing.
Yeah, the other thing that popped up all over my TikTok when I was on vacation. So there's an artist. He is a 37-year-old guy from Plainview, Long Island, and he calls himself Hoodie Allen. And he's a Jewish rapper from Plainview who calls himself Hoodie Allen. And he took a Jesse McCartney song from back in the day and did a remix of it. And it's like, I play it all the time now. Now, there are some curses in it, but I don't know if Fleeks can find a clean version of it, but... all I've been playing for everybody is Hoodie Allen's Pretty Face is the name of it. And this guy, when you see him, he looks like he looks like a guy that would be working here. You know, just like your regular Long Island guy.
Yeah.
It's great. I'll show you the guy.
The thing that I can't get enough of is Steven Tyler doing a whole lot of love.
Oh, yeah?
For the Black Sabbath final show in celebration of Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right. Yeah, that was
our buddy Chad Smith was the drummer on that.
Yeah, we were talking to him about that whole thing.
That he was going.
Right.
And if you see Steven Tyler do that, you're like, Steven Tyler is 77 years old.
Yeah, I definitely got to watch that. By the way, Hoodie Allen. That's him right there. It's Hoodie Allen.
Hey, Hoodie, what's up, dog?
Yeah,
he's doing all this. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
man, Hoodie Allen.
All right. I mean, he's just like a guy I went to high school with. You know what I'm saying? That's what he looks like. He's just like a regular, but he's a rap artist, and he calls himself Hoodie Allen. He's from Plainview. This was all over my social media. I could not get enough of it.
Why do you think that is? What's the algorithm that you're getting? I know why I'm getting the Backstreet Boys and the Sphere and everything else.
I mean, maybe like the Long Island thing and music, and I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, it's probably just like it's got to be something that's Long Island and music related because that's what it is. He's from Long Island, and he can give you 35 seconds of Hoodie Allen Pretty Face.
She got a pretty face, but she don't want anyone and all. She hit me up like, come out to my place, but she just wanna keep it on the low. Only call me when it's late. Yeah, why you only calling your alarm? Not mad, nah, really can't complain. Cause I got you and your beautiful soul. Hey, yo, I need that. She be calling me for feedback. You could tell him I'm the best girl, I really mean that. Like, how you gonna find something better than we had? You don't gotta be a mean girl, low hand.
All right, there, all right. You gotta stop there because he says something after that.
Okay.
Hoodie Allen.
Geo's into Hoodie Allen.
Oh, it's great.
You gonna play him at the Ryder Cup Invitational today or no?
I think I'll save them.
Okay.
If we really need them.
Actually, what you do is if you do win, that's what you played at the Portly tonight if you win.
Pretty Face.
Yeah. That'd be like your winning song.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, we are the champions is obviously the obvious, like, one you have to play at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
It seems like such a happy, upbeat song. This would be a nice thing for you guys.
I would honestly, like, I played that for everybody the entire vacation. I want to, like, I'm if Hoodie Allen, if you're listening, I want to have lunch with you, all right? If you're living on Long Island somewhere, let's go out, let's have some lunch, let's talk. I think you're the best. But yeah, now this is, I'm starting to get the nervous energy with the Portland Villager Saveland Ryder Cup. I've been up, I've been moving around. But you know what? I feel like, you know, like I get it out now because now, you know, I'm a grizzled vet with this thing. This is year four for me.
No.
Year four. When I get on that first tee box, it's confidence. You know, it's going to be a confidence thing. Unlike at Gart, at one place we play where that first tee box is a little intimidating for me.
I mean, you let it get to your head. That's why. You can't just let it get to your head like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Savo is your backyard. It's like your home course. You feel comfortable there. You're like Rory. Like Rory's going to Royal Port Rush this week.
Yeah, that's sort of. It's yeah, and like that's why the Portly team. You know, I believe even though they got more single digit handicaps on Savo inside, but we play all the time. Like that's our place. Like the guys on our team are playing all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you know where to hit it, where not to hit it. And you know that's what made Gotterup's win so impressive.
Exactly, especially out there, and then with Rory breathing down his neck,
and you got to play those golf courses differently, and you got to think the golf shots as they were talking about on CBS the last couple of days. I was watching some of it on Thursday and Friday, and I don't know, I think it was Scottish announcers and the way that they describe things just completely weird and foreign to my ears.
Yeah, there's not going to be any, like, I don't think it's going to be thunderstorms by me. I hope not today as I'm looking. By the way, speaking of thunderstorms, I told Gina I was going to tell this story on the air, so she can't be mad at me. So during the vacation, big thunderstorm goes through, right? So I go, wow. I said, big thunderstorm right now. Gina goes, outside? I said, no, in the freaking living room. I said, outside?
Oh, poor Gina.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's mom was working too hard, man.
It was 100%. Her brain, it was mom. It was total mom brain. We had a big laugh about it. She knew I was going to tell the story. She's training for something, so her mind's everywhere. It's funny. But big thunderstorm right now. Outside? No, in the bathroom. It's crazy. It just somehow is only in our bathroom.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.